Know this for sure, everyone hurts. We all feel pain. That's a tweet from University of Miami defensive back Brandon McGee just before Coach Al Golden, saying his team is recovering from shock, led the Hurricanes into practice today. It's been 2 days since Yahoo Sports reported that Hurricane booster Nevin Shapiro claimed to have given money and gifts to more than 70 current and former players. The football program could lose scholarships, the right to play in bowl games. The Hurricanes could effectively be shut down. Yahoo Sports interviewed Shapiro from jail, where he's serving 20 years on a completely separate issue, his million-dollar Ponzi scheme. So what happens now? Stuart Mandel is with Sports Illustrated's website, SI.com. Stuart, how big is this?
It's, I think, transcended college sports at this point. It's become a huge national story. And, you know, those of us that cover college football year-round, it's been about 14 straight months of this. We've had violations at Ohio State, North Carolina, USC, Tennessee, just go down the list. And when this report came out and people started reading it, you realize right away that in terms of the scope of the violations, the number of people involved, and most notably the fact that this wasn't some mysterious figure in the working in the shadows, but an actual official Miami booster who had access to, you know, all the high-ranking people there. This just trumps them all.
Yeah, because as he says, he started as someone who was just a buddy to one of the players in a program they have, and then he was able to pay the something like $12,000 to get the special relationship, and then just took off from there. Just tick through some of the things he says he did for the team players.
It sounds like he became kind of a hanger-on with the players, and I think he must have gotten some kind of kick out of being kind of their unofficial benefactor. They spent a lot of time going to clubs, going to strip clubs, parties in hotels, letting them go out on his yacht. He basically just became a way for these otherwise, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids who would be normally, you know, eating in dorms and whatnot to live a VIP lifestyle while they're there at Miami.
Or to exist at all. I mean, one of the players tells Yahoo Sports, yeah, he gave this friend of mine, another player, $1,000, but that friend had just come to school with nothing, dirt poor, and he had a little kid. And so, you know, this player said he needed the money.
And that speaks to a problem that people have with the NCAA system in general. They are live by a very rigid adherence to amateurism, and that college players should accept absolutely no money from anybody other than established family and friends. But the fact is, a lot of the best college football players come from very troubled backgrounds, come with almost nothing, and while I hope that they're grateful to get a full college scholarship and tuition, for a lot of them that's not enough. And so that's caused a lot of debate about whether it's time to revisit these basic tenets of college athletics that have been there for 100 years but have never really thoroughly been revised.
Yeah, perhaps these young people need some kind of managed stipend when they come to the school. But it sounds as if what Nevin Shapiro was offering would have been, you know, way too tempting for anyone. And he also alleges that the coaches, the equipment managers, the staff knew about it, that in fact they'd often bring him high schoolers so that he could help in the recruiting process by sort of greasing the skids a little bit there.
If those allegations are proved true, that's where this case goes to a whole other level. It's one thing if a player took money and would have been deemed ineligible. The fact of the matter is most of these players listed in here have long since left Miami and it really wouldn't affect anything. But if coaches were directly involved, and he alleges that not the head coaches but several assistant coaches would bring recruits to him on visits to be entertained, that strikes to the heart of why they have these rules in place, so that schools can't have competitive advantage over one another. If it turns out the coaches did that or knew about it and didn't report it, that's about as serious a penalty as you can get in the NCAA.
Well, what happens now? I mean, you write that University of Miami President Donna Shalala, who is the former Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Clinton, you write that she should resign. You call former Miami Athletic Director Paul Dee a hypocrite. But then there's Coach Al Golden, just became coach in December. We have no idea if he knew what the school must have already known, because there's been this ongoing investigation. No idea if he even knew what he was getting into. Who's going to be culpable here? What's going to happen?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that not just Al Golden, just in the last 8 or 9 months, they've hired a new football coach, a new basketball coach, and a new athletic director. And it's unclear whether Donna Shalala told any of them that this was a possibility. He certainly didn't tell Al Golden, and he'd be the one who ends up dealing with the ramifications, because it'll be years before the NCAA can sort through all this and levy penalties. But in terms of people who are directly involved, I mean, the reason I called Paul Dee a hypocrite is he served as chairman on the NCAA's Committee on Infractions when they sentenced the University of Southern California last year to some very stiff sanctions because their Heisman Trophy winner from 2005, Reggie Bush, accepted a lot of extra benefits from an agent. That was one player. We're talking about 73 possibly here. At the time, he was very preachy in his decision about Bush was up to when most of the people there claimed there was no way they could have known. And it turns out all this time, all this stuff was going on right under his watch. He was Miami's athletic director up until 2008.
So what does happen? And what does happen to the players? Some of them, as we said, still on the field. Have others gone on to pro sports? I mean, where have these people dispersed?
The overwhelming majority of the players that Yahoo mentioned and had allegations against are now in the NFL or were in the NFL. I mean, they're long since removed from college football, and because of that, the NCAA has no jurisdiction over them. They're under no obligation to cooperate with the NCAA. There will be no ramifications for those guys. I mean, the football program itself, even though the people there now may have had nothing to do with this, like Al Golden, would feel the effects. There are, I believe, 12 current players who are listed in that report, and those are of the most immediate concern to Miami. Now, I will say in reading that most of the benefits that this guy claims to have given to those 12 players were relatively minor compared to some of the others. However, because they're still active players, the NCAA is going to have immediate concerns. They may have to sit these players for a couple of games until they can determine their status.
On the other hand, we're reading that Nevin Shapiro was called Little Luke because he apparently stepped into the role that was played by Luther Campbell, who was a notorious entertainer who supplied cash to Miami college players in the 80s and 90s. So he just sort of stepped into his role, and everybody knew it. That's what they said. So it sort of gives this impression that even though this was so outrageously outsized, that this is what happens, and not only that people step in to fill the shoes of other people who played this role. Is there a sense that this is so systemic in college football that there's no way to stop it?
The troubling in particular about Miami is that ever since they rose to prominence in the 80s, and they've won 5 national titles since then, is that program and their fan base has kind of taken pride in being the renegade program. They've gotten in huge trouble once before with the NCAA in the 90s for a Pell Grant scandal. You mentioned Luther Campbell, the rapper, and this guy just sounds like he took some sort of pride in, I'm talking about Nevin Shapiro now, took some sort of pride in, like you said, filling those shoes. And Luther Campbell himself has already come out and heavily criticized this guy. His motives are obviously questionable. He's ratting them out now, he says, because he feels he was betrayed by his friends. Well, if you think giving some money or some strip club visits to an 18-year-old kid is going to make him your friend, he's either naive or pathetic, to be perfectly honest, but that's where we stand now.
Stuart Mandel, senior writer for Sports Illustrated's website, SI.com. Stuart, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.